Vermont has long used tax breaks as an incentive for private sector job creation. Those jobs, however, have to meet certain wage thresholds in order to qualify for the incentives. But now the Shumlin administration says it's time to lower the wage standards needed to qualify for what is known as the Vermont Economic Growth Incentive. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports.
Vernon Real is the president and CEO of GW Plastics. The manufacturing firm has facilities in Bethel and Royalton. It also has factories in China, Mexico, and Arizona. Which is to say that GW Plastics has choices, as Real pointed out to House lawmakers recently. And one big choice facing GW right now is where to locate the jobs that will be associated with the major new medical device contract that the firm recently landed.
And the question we have not answered yet is, where are we going to put that business?
Real says lawmakers can improve Vermont's chances considerably simply by going along with the proposal from Governor Peter Shumlin. The governor's plan would lower the hourly wage GW would need to offer its new workers in order to qualify for the tax breaks handed out under a program known as VEGI, short for the Vermont Economic Growth Incentive.
We wish to continue to grow and invest in Vermont, but we and our customers are concerned about the increasing costs of doing business in Vermont compared to our other locations.
Real was among the half dozen or so employers who recently called on lawmakers to adopt the governor's proposal. The plan would lower the wage threshold needed to qualify for VEGI from 160% of minimum wage to 140%. The lower pay scale would apply only to job proposals in economically distressed parts of the state. But Burlington Representative Chris Pearson, leader of the House Progressive Caucus, says it's bad public policy to hand out prizes for jobs that pay as little as $12.80 an hour.
We need to be stimulating good-paying jobs, solid middle-class jobs, and this is a move in exactly the opposite direction.
Pearson says the proposed new minimum salaries would fall well short of a livable wage. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology calculates livable wage in Windham County, for example, to be $18.53 an hour for a four-person household. Jack Hoffman, senior policy analyst at the left-leaning Public Assets Institute in Montpelier, says people getting the new jobs could in many cases still be eligible for subsidized health care, food assistance, or other government programs.
It's going to contribute to the budget squeeze that everybody's been complaining about this year. At that rate, many of these people would still qualify for public assistance programs.
Commissioner of Economic Development Joan Goldstein says the new hourly wage rates don't include the minimum benefits that must also be offered in order to qualify for VEGI. And Goldstein told lawmakers that a job that pays $12.80 an hour is better than no job at all.
And I think that we should do all in our power to encourage employment of unemployed or underemployed persons and reduce the dependency on public assistance.
The proposal would not raise the existing $10 million cap on annual VEGI payouts, and companies don't see a dime until they've produced the jobs they promised. The Senate has already passed the new wage threshold. The House Committee on Commerce and Economic Development is now considering the proposal. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.